Support for Juno Afternoon comes from Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, providing Juno with locally roasted coffee for over 40 years with 7 cafes and drive-through locations throughout Juno. More at heritagecoffee.com. You're tuned in to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guests today are here representing Juno Park Foundation. Welcome, Ian Fisk. Hi, Ian.
Hello, Shelley.
And John Pugh. Hello, John.
Hi, Shelley.
You're both here today to share some updates and tell us about an exciting new cabin. But first, Ian, let's start with you. Could you please give us an introduction to who or what is the Juno Park Foundation?
Yeah, absolutely. The Juno Park Foundation is a new nonprofit here in town, completely nonpartisan, all volunteer. And our mission is to advocate and provide resources for the development, improvement, maintenance, and access to parks in the capital city. We have a 7-member board, which includes myself and John, and John Pugh, who's with us. And then we also have Alita Buss, Dr. Amy Dressel, Billy Sarandria, Kathy Munoz, and Bob Janes on the board of directors.
And Ian, how did you get involved with this foundation?
Well, I was asked by a friend of mine who was kind of the impetus behind putting things together, Chris Myrtle, who's a big advocate in town and a landscape architect. And I stepped up several years ago to kind of help be in the founding member of the board. I just feel that, you know, being a longtime Junoite, it was a way that I could give back to the community. And obviously, we believe parks are tremendously important and part of the fabric of Juno.
And John, how about yourself? Would you add anything to Ian's introduction of the foundation?
Well, I just think that we have been watching my daughter, Beth Nordland, is executive director for the Anchorage Park Foundation. And we've been watching over the last decade how Anchorage has really been able to partner the community, to partner with the foundation to develop improvement, make park improvements and so on. And so we had Beth come down and talk to the community at one point. We had a meeting and she, of course, encouraged me as her father to get involved in the one here in Juno. And that's how I wound up getting involved with it. I think it we all have a slightly different model than Anchorage. Anchorage, of course, much larger community than Juno is. But on the other hand, we were able to borrow a lot of the ideas and some of the documents that they were using in order to run a good park foundation.
And today you're here to fill us in on some of the 2020 activities so far. John, what did the foundation plan to do this year, and how did those plans change?
Well, there's a couple things that are important. You know, I'd like Ian to talk more about the cabin in a minute, but we've been developing a cabin out of Amalga, and Ian can talk about that in a minute. It's still ongoing, should be completed by sometimes towards the end of September, and that's been a big project for us, getting that going. However, one of the projects is to make improvements at Chicken Yard Park, which is, you know, up above Juno in the hillside there. And with that project, we've worked a lot with the community as well as with CBJ to make a good design for the park and so on. It is not going to be done this fall. We ran out of time, and it's going to be worked on in the spring. But we have put up matching funds for that one, and we hope to get some more work done on that, you know, soon. And so that's a really important one. The other project that we did get done in the spring is we partnered with the Rotary Club downtown, the Juno Gastineau Rotary Club, as well as with the Glacier Valley Rotary Club and CBJ to put in the platforms for the new campground, the Mill Street Campground downtown, which has been really, really good to have the campground closer, and it's been highly used a lot more than it was in the past. So those are a couple of projects that we're in, and I'll let Ian take over on the cabin project.
Yeah, Ian. Thank you, John. Ian, it's always like super exciting to hear about a new public use cabin around here. So what's the story of the Eagle Landing Beach cabin?
Well, that cabin was, the idea was first identified in a master plan for the Amalgam Meadows Park several years ago, and it was something that we viewed as a good first project for us to go out and get some matching funds. We partnered with the Juneau Community Foundation, and then we received a grant from the Rasmussen Foundation to augment some of the costs of constructing that cabin. So it's a kit from Icy Strait Lumber, so it's made over in Hoonah. It's made all with regional materials. It's located on a beautiful beach with a great view of out to the islands in favorite channel there. And yeah, we're very excited about it. It should be, like John said, should be complete soon. It's the site is still off limits to the public out of respect for the workers that are putting the finishing touches on it. So the CBJ would like people to just wait until it's officially opened. But we're excited because there's such demand for cabins in the Juneau area. And this is one that the city and borough itself will operate. It'll be a nice overnight cabin. It's kind of a 14 by 16 design with a nice deck. It's going to be a wonderful site.
There are some pictures on your Facebook page, facebook.com/Juneau Park Foundation, and they are really striking. The cabin, it's unique. It doesn't look like any of the other ones that I've been to, at least. Can you tell me how folks will be able to access it when it's available?
Yeah, the reservation system will come up via Parks and Rec. They'll set it up so they can be reserved online in a similar way to reserving the state parks and Forest Service cabins. And one of the things that we have advocated for as a park foundation is to maybe reserve some times when it can be rented on a little bit more of a short notice basis, so that, you know, some of the times will be available on a longer lead time rental, but we want to keep it accessible. And that's one of our goals, is accessibility of all of our parks and rec facilities in Juneau. So we want to make sure that people can sign up online and have a good chance of reserving it for a nice overnight stay.
What trail is it located on?
Well, it's a short walk, about 10 to 15 minutes from the Eagle Valley Center. So you just turn out on, as if you're going to go to the Amalga Harbor boat launch site, and take a right on the dirt road that goes to Eagle Valley Center. And that's where the Amalga Meadows Park is. The trail that leads to it is a short spur trail. We got to thank Trail Mix for helping to complete that as well. There's a whole bunch of gravel that's going in there to finish it off, but it's going to be very easy to get to.
Great. Well, thank you for that update. I'm really excited about it. Hope to see it in person very soon. Just wanted to say, I think we all gained a new appreciation for parks and trails and green spaces this year. How did each of you turn to the great outdoors to help you cope with the pandemic? John, I'll let you answer first.
Well, one of the things is that when I was chancellor at the university, we built a number of trails around the university. And one of those, of course, is the one at Auk Lake. And I would do those at noontime out at the university. And after I retired, I started a program of trying to do all the trails in Juneau. I've done about 50 of them out of the 100 or so. But I'm continuing to do trails a couple times a week at least and get out there a lot. Now, one of the things I wanted to mention was one of our first projects was the Auk Lake Shelter right there at sort of what you might call the trailhead for the Auk Lake Trail that goes around the lake. And people have really enjoyed that this year. That was done last fall, about a year ago, with all four Rotaries here in town participating. They got a statewide grant. We matched it with funding from the Juneau Park Foundation. And then there was loads of volunteer labor put in. CBJ put in the foundation, but the rest of it was done with the labor from volunteer labor from the Rotary clubs. And it was a great project. Again, we used Icy Straits, so we could use local lumber and use a local provider. So we're trying our best to do that regularly, and so is Parks and Rec does that too. So, but anyway, hiking is my big getting out most of the time.
How are you tracking your trails?
How do I track my trails? Well, we have the trail, that book, which was done by Mary Lou King with, I think she's got the 100 most popular trails that lead from the roads here in Juneau. You got it, short walk. And so it's really good. And I've marked those off over time on that book and stuff. So I have to admit, I'm running out of time. The older I get, I'm worried I might not get all 100 of them.
I don't think you should worry. I think you should have faith. I'm confident you'll get through all of them. Ian, how about yourself? How have you made the most of getting outside this year?
Well, my son is an avid soccer player, and so we like to use the pitch out at Derek Kennedy Park, which needs some help as well. Like all of our facilities, it needs some maintenance. Yeah, we use that. We use the there's a soccer pitch downtown. We go up to Cope Park quite a lot. We use Savico Park. And then my parents live over in on Fifth Street in Douglas, so we like to walk with them sometimes down in the Treadwell Historic Park. But really, I think like a lot of Junoites, it's just nice knowing that there are so many different options that we have here for people all around town. And we use facilities from all the way out at Amalgam Meadows and beyond down to Savico Park and Outer Point. We were just out there last week, too.
You know, Shelley, and one thing that people may not know, if you go to the website, CBJ, they have a complete inventory of the parks there where you can look at the parks and the trails and so on, all in Juneau. And what's interesting and people don't know is the CBJ Parks and Rec control 6,000 acres of parkland and then hundreds, literally, of parks, including many parks, you know, little small neighborhood parks as well as larger parks and so on. So it's a big operation, one that requires a lot of maintenance and update over years. Some of the parks have not been updated for 25, 30 years and need that, and there'll be work that needs to be done in the next few years. And that's, again, as Ian mentioned, that's part of why we started the Juneau Park Foundation, is really advocate for the parks that we have, just to maintain them, to improve them, to make them more accessible, you know, and sometimes to make improvements that are just new kind of things that we didn't have before. That's what happened with the Project Playground there at Twin Lakes. When we redid that park after it burned down, we made some incredible improvements on that, including a great toddler park there that people can bring their little kids and they can run in this area, which kids love to do. Little kids love to do, and put new surfacing and everything in, those kind of things. And that came from input from the community that we really needed to add a toddler area in there. So again, that's big thing for us to do, is to get the communities and the community involved, and particularly neighborhoods involved with their parks, to let us know what's going on. Right now, there's a project being done right at Cope Park, which the neighborhood, as well as the bike group, you know, has a mountain bike group, has put together with CBJ, and it's a wonderful new project going in there for the mountain bikers.
I can just sense the enthusiasm of both of you. You're both great cheerleaders for the parks around here and the Park Foundation. And with so many people turning to and relying on nature to help maintain good mental and physical health now more than ever, do you think that has increased the potential for investment in new projects next year and beyond? Ian, we can start with you.
Well, I think, you know, there's a lot to do, as John has alluded to, just to keep up the facilities that we have. And so we need to prioritize that. You know, the Treadwell Ice Arena has a leaking roof. Adair Kennedy has, when we think about parks, one of the things you need at a park, that especially the bigger community parks, are facilities like restrooms. And those need to be updated, water sewer project out there. So there's quite a list, and it's way more than can be done on a typical annual operating budget for parks and recs. That's one of the basic reasons why we exist. I think it's important for us to dream big in the bigger picture, but we're focusing on immediate needs for the time being.
Anything to add, John?
Well, I just think that over time, you know, what a lot of communities do is, you know, they actually have bonding as well as they're operating. And so that's something that over time, and, you know, this community may have to look at for their facilities. They certainly look at it already for their schools, you know, and for other public facilities. And And sometimes people forget that parks are public facilities. And so you have to use similar kind of public, you know, public ways of improving those parks. Now, what's good about it is if you have a park foundation, you also can bring in private funding, which we've been doing and matching things. And that's a great model to be able to use private funding, you know, CBJ parks, private funding, volunteer work, volunteer help. Even some of the companies have volunteered their equipment, you know, to dig, to basically dig surfaces and, the, you know, and add, you know, move gravel, do those kind of things. So Juneau's a really great community with a big heart, and you put it in front of them of what your needs are. They come through every time. So these partnerships can really work to improve the outdoor facilities as well as our, you know, and not just our buildings, but these outdoor facilities that are so important, particularly as we've seen in this pandemic.
Well said. I was getting a kick at looking at your Facebook page that I already mentioned once. There's pictures of the cabin, and there's also individual profiles of your board members. There's an article from the CDC about getting outside and its connection to good mental health. Is that the best place to go if we want to find out more information about what you guys are up to?
Yeah, the Facebook page is a good place to start. You can certainly make comments and suggestions and message us that way. You can also contact us by email at JunoParkFoundation@gmail.com. So it's singular. It's not parks. It's park. JunoParkFoundation@gmail.com. And our website is this close to going live. We got some help from some volunteers to help us with that. But for now, Facebook and the email.
Great. Thank you so much, both of you, for speaking to me today. Is there anything else you'd like to add about your present or future endeavors before we say goodbye? John, I'll let you go first.
Well, I would just say to everyone, support your parks. Get out and use them, and then let us know what are the things that need to be improved in them. We want your voice to be heard.
Ian, you get the last word.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we're just starting this group off. We're in it for the long run, and we want to be a permanent fixture in Juneau, helping us to continue to maintain and improve our parks. So thank you so much for having us on today.
Thank you so much for the wonderful conversation and all the great info. Hope you guys have a wonderful rest of the day. Enjoy the weather. I'm sure that you will get outside and do just that.
Absolutely.
Thanks.
Take care.
You too.